This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Man, I'm a goofball. He brought TV originally to radio about 18 years ago. Drudge kind of gives me dibs on that, and he's right. We have trailblazed on that front. It's fun to trailblaze. But we're now pretty much a TV production, but with talk radio style on the radio and on television. But during the break, I was actually mixing some of the new flagship product, the InfoWarsLife.com, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch Drink, one little tiny scooper because it's so concentrated, into a whole glass of water, and it's almost too sweet and almost too strong for me. But I just love the flavor. That's why this stuff is so incredible. It's going to be such a game changer. No reviews yet because it just came out yesterday. InfoWarsLife.com. I'm going to stop plugging. I was just describing for TV viewers during the break. I actually just took over and was talking during the break and mixing some of this because it's so amazing. By the way, there's no reason to even plug it. It's going to sell out by next week. But I am excited about the product because as soon as we're able to get enough of it mass produced, I think it's going to be a game changer and may actually help fund us to the next level to take on the globalist. And then I won't have to beat my brains out trying to raise money to fund this operation like I know local station owners have to do as well. Most newspapers are bankrupt. They've been bought by foreign interests to just influence peddle and engage in political disinformation. Foreign leaders, Mexican kingpins, Russian kingpins, Chinese kingpins, EU kingpins, that's in the news. We are such a joke when Donald Trump talks about foreign interests coming in and taking over. That's why we, the people, have to go out and support independent, liberty-based media that will tell the truth, even if you don't agree with all of it. I don't agree with maybe 20% of what Donald Trump has to say, but I like his brashness. I like his political incorrectness. I like his nationalism. I like what he's doing when it comes to sovereignty. He's a nationalist. They're globalist. He's the answer. I mean, here's an example. They say if you throw a vampire in a big fire, they'll catch on fire and burn up. Now, I don't want to stick my arm in the fire. I don't agree with everything the fire is doing, but I do want to throw the globalist onto the big burning pit of coals and 50-foot flames shooting up that is Donald Trump. He's kind of like the oven, you know, that Hansel and Gretel trick the witch on going in and they close the door, and you know what I mean? So, Trump, man, I come up with some weird analogies off the top of my head. Some of them are really stupid, but whatever. The point is there you go. That's what's going on. We have Congressman Walter Jones coming on with very, very serious information on multi-fronts, the latest on the 28 pages, the latest on Obama and the globalists trying to fund ISIS. The latest on his fight to get our troops out of Afghanistan and other areas. Congressman Walter Jones popping in for about 20 minutes. And then I'm going to open the phones up today and go through all of these clips, many of which are up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but many of which are not. We already aired this, but I want to talk about it. Broadway show imposes a Jim Crow casting call, no whites allowed. You know what? The country's so diverse. There's so many people. Folks have always liked to be racist and get in their own groups, especially the more uneducated, white, black, it doesn't matter. Why not just let them have their own black-only deal? Oh, but you see, here's my problem. They're going to let this group you watch have their only black-only deal. And then there's not going to be the allowance for white-only deals. I mean, here's the deal. I don't want to go to some country club that's already so uptight anyways that they say, you know, you have to go with a member or be accepted. They don't want white people there they don't know. And there's black clubs where they don't want white people. I say knock yourselves out. In fact, if I'm somewhere and somebody that acts like they don't want me there and it's a private place, good. This place sucks anyways. I was thinking about buying and building condos on it, to quote Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack. All right. We'll be back. I forget what the Dalai Lama says. Unga Galunga or Gunga Galunga? We'll be back. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to open the phones up to cover the entire field, the entire waterfront, the economy, what's happening on the planet, the rise of ISIS, what's going on with the presidential election, Donald Trump, and so much more. We're going to be talking to Representative Walter Jones of North Carolina, jones.house.gov, 28pages.org, on some big developments here in just a moment, dealing with Saudi finance terror and truly protecting and securing this republic. Then coming up, we're going to get into the latest jihad activity. In the last 15, 16 years since 9/11, this isn't a topic I covered a lot, because the threat was sporadic, and much of it was being authorized by criminals in our government and Saudi Arabia. Now, ISIS is a real army. They're being allowed into Europe, the U.S. There are sleeper cells. You're already seeing them attack. This is a real threat, folks. The threat is real. Italy gears up for hundreds of thousands of new migrants. Other European routes closed. This ties into what Jones is about to talk about. The other Jones, the Congressman Jones. Because ISIS said over a year ago, we're going to flood you with millions. A lot of them are our fighters. We got sleeper cells. They said that. They've done it. They're bringing them in. They're not stopping them. They're bringing them in here. They're not vetting them. Look at San Bernardino. French fashion mogul hits out at Islamic clothing because all the top designers are coming out with Islamic garb as the new style. He says, why are you oppressing women? Quote, the enslavement of women. The left is behind this. They're giving the radical Islamists the keys. This is crazy. Perry Berg. Islamic State is on the brink of using nuclear weapons. Chilling report. Daily Express. Going to get to that. Europe's Muslims hate the West. Politico. That is just some of what's coming up on that front today. But we can't control our borders. Now, everybody knows I've got some issues with Donald Trump on his spying and torture and the rest of it. He's backed off that. But I like his nationalism. I like where he stands against NAFTA and GATT. One-sided trade deals with China. And Representative Walter Jones has done just as much great work as somebody like Ron Paul, who I also respect and who's a routine guest. He just is unsung because the media wants to ignore what he's doing because it's so good. And he doesn't want to be complimented, but we need to know the great work he's doing. 28pages.org, jones.house.gov. And the reason I introduced him with those earlier articles is, for years he's been pushing with members of the congressional previous committee. It was congressional committee, not 9/11 committee, to be clear, but they also had similar findings, that there were 28 pages to reintroduce this that showed major Saudi link, stand down by our government, what the FBI had basically already told us happened, but the proof from a secret congressional report. This is bombshell because it's ongoing and Saudi Arabia is quarterbacking ISIS and Al-Qaeda today and trying to menace the West into submission. If this comes out, it'll unravel the whole plan by Obama and others to bring these people in. Now, Congressman Jones doesn't like to speculate, but I tell you, this isn't speculation now. If you look out your window and see a tornado 500 yards away coming right at you, tearing up barns, they're opening this up. They're funding these groups. They're protecting them. Saudi Arabia is running it. The Pentagon's come out and talked about that. They're coming into the country. They're being allowed to attack. Now more than ever, we need to get this out. And the reason I prefaced it is Congressman Jones and a handful of others, like former Senator Graham and others, have valiantly, and members of the 9/11 Commission, even though they weren't part of the Congressional Commission, they've come out and said release it. Because there was a cover-up. And now more than ever, this cover-up has to come out to expose this. And the good news is, Donald Trump the last few months has been saying, hey, there's secret pages that need to be brought out. He's been talking about having a press conference with the families. That's very exciting. So it shows the attention that Walter Jones and you, the listeners, and others brought to this is bearing fruit. So this isn't a pep rally. I'm giving you a little three-minute synopsis of where we're at to let folks know that the few good men and women we've got in Congress taking action with millions of other people like you out there is having an effect. So I want to get orders from our general on this, Congressman Jones, to find out the latest, where we're going, and what we can do to push this over the edge. Representative Walter Jones, thank you so much, sir.
Well, Alex, thank you. And it's people like you who have access through your show to so many people that are energizing the support that we need to get a declassification of the 28 pages. And let me say that Bob Graham, he's the former senator from Florida, he was a co-chair at the time that they wrote the 9/11 congressional inquiry into the attack on New York and all the states. And quite frankly, it was the Bush administration. I want to make that clear. I know you're in Texas, but the Bush administration are the ones that classified the 28 pages. The inquiry released a whole report, but it had to go to the administration at that time, the Bush administration. Then they had to review the report before it was made public, and they decided, the Bush administration, that the 28 pages should be classified. I have read the report, and other members have, and that's why we have almost 40 members of the House from both parties who have joined Steve Lynch from Massachusetts, he's a Democrat. Thomas Massie from Kentucky, Republican, and myself have put in a resolution for two sessions of Congress now calling on the White House to keep its word to the 9/11 families, and Obama gave his word to the families that he would consider declassifying the information. But thanks to you and many other hosts like yourself throughout this country, the word is out, and your preference to me getting on was exactly right, The Saudis are just as complicit as the Iranians in half the problems we have around this world with jihadists. And you're exactly right in what you said. I will tell you that I'm very hopeful that Senator Graham, myself, and Steve Lynch are going to meet with the CIA Director Clapper in early May and ask him to please do what is necessary to educate the American people and keep the amendment, keep the word to the 9/11 families who have been so hurt since 9/11.
Well, speaking of Saudi Arabia, I see on the news where they're involved with Hollywood, the stock exchange, they're trying to buy the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. They're heavily influencing media. I know they censored Michael Savage's book. I have had to actually deal with pressure they put on us. This is an out-of-control government that is meddling in our affairs, I think more than any other foreign government, but no one ever talks about it. I mean, I get critical of Israel being involved internally. I'm not an enemy of Israel. I'm a friend of Israel, but I don't like Israel meddling in our internal affairs. But no one ever talks about Saudi Arabia, I think, is the number one meddler, maybe after China.
Well, Alex, I agree with you. I think you have stated, and many others have stated, and we have read in public information that talks about how Saudi Arabia, look at what's happening with the jihadists and the ISA. Where are the Saudi troops? They're not on the ground, but everybody in the Middle East wants America to put its troops on the ground. It doesn't make any sense.
They won't even take one refugee, sir.
Well, that's the point. I mean, you know, Steve King and I were the only two Republicans back in November when the Republican Party wanted to show the American people that we were concerned about all these immigrants coming over from Syria and these other countries. And we knew when Steve King and I did not vote for the House resolution that was put in by the Republican Party that says we're going to tell this administration, the Obama administration, you've got to do a better job of vetting these people, these 10,000 people coming into America that we agreed to take in. And I knew that was a shell game. Steve King knew it was a shell game, and we voted against it. Because what happened, Alex, was in December of this year, 2015, when we passed the budget of $1.1 trillion, the money was in there for Mr. Obama to bring in the 10,000 refugees.
Amazing. And the numbers I get from people inside ICE is that it's way above what we're even being told. 30-plus governors have asked who they are, what their names are. They're just being brought in. I'm told they're being given new names and Social Security numbers and Section 8 housing. I know you don't like to speculate, but looking at Europe being flooded, Merkel inviting in millions of people from war zones, mostly military-age men, not vetting them, Interpol telling them that they're full of jihadis, ISIS saying, we're coming to attack you. What is the... And I know you try to be nonpartisan to get stuff done, but particularly with the European left and with the left in this country and others, and I just talked about French fashion designers trying to make everything Muslim now or compliant with Sharia law. I mean, this is crazy. I see it pushed even in our liberal media like this Islamic takeover. This is like a Twilight Zone episode.
Alex, you're exactly right. I mean, when I look at how this country has just continued to collapse all around us, both morally and economically, talking about the jihadists and ISIS and all that is happening in this country, is because the people need to understand that you have encouraged about the 28 pages. We need to take this country back because I think the luxury of time we do not have any longer. I give the example in my district that we are on a 12-hour clock. There is no 1 a.m., and we're right at 11 o'clock. There's no 1 a.m. on the clock I'm looking at. And when it hits 12, it's over.
Well, I'm not singling Fox News out, but one of the largest owners of News Corp, that's just not Fox News, is one of the Saudi members of the royal family. And they admit they're influencing Fox News and influencing movies. And it's just crazy, the anti-American garbage they're pushing. And I'm not trying to single Saudi Arabia out, but they're the ones that are running ISIS, running Al-Qaeda. That's come out in congressional reports. The 28 pages has to come out, 28pages.org. How excited, Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina, Did you get or did you get excited to see Donald Trump make this subject front and center?
Well, I actually spoke to one of his, not one of his staff, as this man does not work for him, but he is a supporter of Trump's in Washington. He's a lobbyist, quite frankly. And he came to my office one day, and I was telling him about the 28 pages, and I said, I'm going to tell you something. Rand Paul knows about it. He's been speaking out about it. You ought to give it to Donald Trump. I said, he's from New York. Let him talk about it and put pressure on this administration and put pressure on Congress to allow the American people to see the truth as to who was involved in 9/11. And I want to go back to another point. How many times the king of Saudi Arabia, who's now deceased, how many times was he in Crawford, Texas?
I think it was 8 or 9 times.
Well, you're putting it all together, Alex. That's why I love to be on your show. I listen to you and I learn things.
I learn stuff from you too, sir. Speaking of the fact of why I like Donald Trump, I have some problems too. I have said things to him through Roger Stone. I've also talked to him on and off air some. And he goes and talks about it. He goes, well, let me research that. And then he goes and talks about it. And I think that's what scares the Republican establishment so much about him, is that they know that he actually does want to have nationalism, does want to have fair trade deals, and that he's more influenced by the people than he is by special interests. I think that's why they're scared of him. And I don't want to try to get you to wade into this, sir, but overall, what is your view of Donald Trump?
Well, I think that now with the three left, I'm a Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, I think either one of those two, and I don't know how you feel about Cruz not trying to get in that conversation.
No, I mean, I like both of them compared to Kasich. Kasich's kind of just a Bush blue blood.
One of the two, in my opinion, would do what this country needs to do, and that's to get this country straight based on the Constitution.
Well, you're right, sir. In the 6-7 minutes we have left, because I've been throwing a lot of points out here, 28pages.org, congratulations. This is so good for our country and the world. I feel like people are learning about it, even if it hasn't been declassified, thanks to the fact that you guys have basically stood up and not leaked, but said, hey, well, we have a right to tell you what's in this. What comes next? What else can we do? And what are other shoes to drop? And I know also you've been involved trying to get us out of Afghanistan, get us out of Iraq. I know you've also gotten two pilots exonerated as well.
Yeah, well, Alex, in a little bit of time we have left, let me touch on that very quickly. On April the 8th of the year 2000, 19 Marines were killed at the airport in Marana, Arizona. They were flying a V-22 Osprey. They had not been adequately trained. The company that produced it was not still needed to do testing on it. And these poor 19 Marines were killed, the two pilots, John Brown, was the pilot. The co-pilot was Fritz Gruber. His wife lives in my district in Jacksonville, North Carolina, the home of Camp Lejeune Marine Base. She brought this to my attention in 2002. God put it on my heart that this woman needed help because no one was there to defend her husband. And we started a 14-year journey that is now concluded thanks to the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Robert Work, has sent out a 6-page letter. We can get that down to you. And he says that these pilots should not be seen at fault. A lot of people helped me, Alex, to get this done. Can't name them all. But I will tell you the one that helped me the most was my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and his Father God. They answered my prayers. 13 years I prayed on my knees that these two pilots would be cleared because a press release by the Marine Corps in the, 1 month after the accident said that the pilots' rush to complete the mission might have been the fatal flaw. Could not get the Marine Corps itself to do anything to clear up their press release, had to go to the Department of Defense, and they have agreed to help the families to have a little bit of peace.
Yes, sir. Well, I know they're trying to get rid of all the old helicopters. They ought to just update those. I don't want to bash the defense companies and things. They're trying to produce better systems. But from when I've talked to a lot of pilots and people, they've been trying for 15, 20 years to get the Osprey to work and be safe enough not to crash and kill everybody. And I remember them scapegoating the pilots, when clearly it was a malfunction. They're up there flying right. Something that's really still experimental. And look, it's like the F-35, $1 billion-plus apiece. Foreign pilots tell us, our own pilots tell us, it's not as good as an F-15 made 25 years ago. I mean, who is running the purchasing? Because we have the biggest defense budget ever. We don't need, in my view, more money. We need quality, and we need to actually have what works. What's your view on that, Congressman Jones?
Alex, Alex, I agree with you totally. I've learned so much in trying to clear the names of these two Marine pilots, and you're exactly right. And let me touch on one thing very quickly. The waste of money in Afghanistan, I hope you saw the article. If you didn't, we will email it to you, that the Department of Defense spent $6 million to buy nine goats from Italy, nine goats, to get them to Western Afghanistan so they could start a goat business to make cashmere sweaters and coats and everything. John Stopko, the Inspector General for Afghan Reconstruction, who's doing a magnificent job to wake up the American people to the waste of their money in Afghanistan, he testified before the Senate. He said, we can't find the goats.
Well, that's how these ripoffs work, these $1,000 hammers or whatever. They were $100 hammers in the
80s.
Absolutely. Say that again, because we're going to put the article on screen. I saw that a while back. We're going to dig that up. $6 million for goats.
$6 million for nine goats.
There it is, Huffington Post. It was also in the Associated Press. The U.S. military spent millions bringing nine Italian goats to Afghanistan. Isn't that incredible?
It is unbelievable. That's why your show is so important and you telling the truth is so important. The American people need to listen and to take back this country before we hit 1 a.m. because it's over when it hits 12:01.
Absolutely. In the minute or two we have left, back to the 28 pages. I know you don't like to take credit, but I'm pretty excited here because this is a game changer. If this comes out, the Clintons are in trouble, the Bushes are in trouble. Well, you've seen the pages. Describe to people what you think is going to happen if they finally come out.
What will happen, it will make America stronger because America will know that the truth about what happened on 9/11 and what countries had an involvement in that tragic event in our country.
And there's a reason the whole power structure doesn't want it released. They are scared to death because I've talked to you about what's in it. I've talked to others that have seen it. And basically, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a stand down. It's Saudi Arabia involved. It's our FBI trying to stop it being told to stand down. And this will basically bring a lot of people down. And they've got to know that they're not going to stop it ended up coming out.
Alex, people will be embarrassed because they did not do their jobs and they had too close of a friendship and relationships with foreigners.
Jones.house.gov, 28pages.org. We are so blessed to have people like you there, Congressman. And I hope you'll come on time from time and to kind of spend 20, 30 minutes with us on a review of people running for Congress and tell us who you think is good and who you think is honorable and who we should support. Because I think of you as one of the most honorable people in that whole dishonorable mess up there. So God bless you, Congressman.
Thank you so much, Alex. I'm humble. Thank you so much.
No, thank Bye-bye. You, sir. God bless. Bye-bye. That's a really great, fine Southern gentleman right there. And on so many issues, he tirelessly fights for veterans, for their health care, for families, for our businesses, for factories, for jobs, for sovereignty. And he's so nice and so gentlemanly. You really never see him on the big TV shows because he just won't get in the fights with people. But he's getting a lot done to defend this republic. And let me tell you something. Those 28 pages come out, it is a mortal wound to the criminals, not the whole CIA, not the whole Defense Intelligence Agency, not the whole government. And I say that because we help the globalists when we say it's the whole government, and then we just hate the government. The government's too big, it's out of control, it's got to be reformed, absolutely. But when we just sit here and go, they're all did 9/11, they all are criminals, they're all in child molesters. No, it's the top criminal groups at the top that are blackmailing and controlling and murdering people and killing people. They're the ones. And they have an alliance with Saudi Arabia and Turkey. And Israel's involved into it. Israel has its own evil group. I'm not attacking Israel. I'm saying Israel has evil factions. And they are up to their eyeballs as well with Saudi Arabia. And they double-crossed our allies like Egypt and others who were working with us and stabilizing the area and trying to have basic freedom. To put in dirty, evil, filthy, murderous jihadists that I'm going to cover when we come back and then go to your phone calls. And I got some Donald Trump clips I want to get to as well. Huge political correctness news. Very powerful video up on Infowars.com. It's on Facebook. I want you to retweet it. It's at Real Alex Jones. It needs to go mega viral. Meet the Dumbos who hate Trump. Video goes viral. If these anti-Trump protesters don't make you lose faith in the next generation, there's not much that can. And we're not trying to shame them just to feel big about ourselves. We want to show you the so-called pseudo-intellectual, political correct, social justice, white knight goober. Because these are TV generation poor zombie victims. They're very, very sad.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Fortunę tanto, fortunę raski, raski pusto celis, pocu amici, fortunę raski.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're live. We've added the fourth hour. Different members of our crew, reporters, and anchors hosted every day, like Paul Watson, Jakari Jackson. Today, it's not going to be David Knight, one of my favorites. It's going to be Anthony Gucciardi, but they all do an excellent job. That's why I love the fact there's four or five different hosts. Sometimes they co-host. They bring different angles, different perspectives to things. That's why you'll read articles at InfoWars.com and see video reports that I don't totally agree with. Put out by my crew, because we're not running a cult here, ladies and gentlemen. We're having debates. We're having discussions. Did anybody die at Sandy Hook? Was the whole thing real? Were there crisis actors there? Did they exacerbate it? Was some of it fake? Absolutely. Does the mainstream media come out and say that I say it's all fake, all actors? Yes. Is that true? No. See, that's how they operate. I saw a bunch of newspapers last week come out with the same lie of like 4 years ago, and I saw a bunch of news clips I was sent going, Alex Jones, the guy that thinks Obama sends tornadoes to Oklahoma City, now believes this. So just remember, that's how they deceive. A caller calls in 3-4 years ago when a tornado hits Oklahoma City and says, do you think Obama sent a weather weapon? And I said, no, they do have weather weapons. They do have cloud seeding. Major governments have it. It was used as a weapon in Vietnam. This probably wasn't that. That turns into Obama did it. That's how they operate. So just be aware of their deceptions. Be aware of their operations. Because they're not just doing it with me. They're doing it across the board, lying to you, like telling you Obamacare is free. Well, you found out. Is it free? No. Here's the toll-free number to join us. We're going to have open phones today for the balance of the time that I'm hosting for the next hour and 25 minutes. And then Gucciardi, as I said, is taking over. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First-time callers, long-time callers, you hate me, you love me, you have a question, you have a comment. All I ask is you not be on speakerphone and that your phone have decent audio, because I don't know what it is sometimes. These calls, I can't understand them, and I just get really upset, and I shouldn't do that. All right, let's go ahead and run through a bunch of the news. I'm going to news blitz for about 10 minutes, take calls, then get back into clips, interspersed for the next hour and a half. Wow, there's just so much to cover here. Briefly, you can see the new InfoWarsLife.com product here if you're a TV viewer right now, watching us at InfoWars.com/show or stations around the country, or later on YouTube or Facebook or wherever you're watching by the millions every day, that I've already killed my daily serving of the new amazing product. I don't know where the top is. I had that here earlier. Maybe somebody can find it for me. Oh, it's on the floor. Sorry. This is unscripted teleprompter free. Quite frankly, if I was scripting all this, it would be totally exhausting. Wouldn't it? Basically impossible. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Advanced Multivitamin Formulation. 30-plus servings. I say 30-plus because it's got way more than what they say, because it's so strong, it's so concentrated. I take about half a serving, and then it's as sweet as I want it, naturally sweetened by the vitamins and minerals and plant-derived goodies that are in it. Read the full breakdown at InfoWarsLife.com or at InfoWarsStore.com on the latest InfoWarsLife.com product. Now, here's the deal. I don't come out with our products and say it is the very best in the galaxy and everything else is crud. That's not how I operate. I know you, our viewers, you, our listeners, our supporters, are going to go research it and find out it is amongst the best anywhere out there, and the price is amazing. $39.95. There are other great brands out there that are $50, $60, $70 for the same or less of the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. This is extremely competitive, extremely high quality, and folks, it is so important with vitamin and mineral deficiencies out there. What the government says you need, in my view, and the research out there, is not what you need. Linus Pauling found that you could take, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 times what they say you needed of vitamin C for your body. And, of course, now they've lowered the amount of vitamin C they claim you need. This has 1,000% of the daily value of vitamin C in it, of the very best type out there from the research. It's got the minerals. It's got the vitamins. It's got the amino acids. It's got what you need, and it's so amazing. Instead of getting Coca-Cola or soda pop or sugar garbage to your kids, give them this. They will prefer it over soda. I'm telling you, it tastes better than anything I've ever tasted. It took us 2 years to come out with this. It is a mega game changer. I need you to get it. I need you to try it. I need you to get your friends and family liking it, because if they try it, they'll want it, and this could be a game changer and really help us go to the next level fighting the globalists and help you with just amazing product in your life that has revolutionize so many other people's lives, because when you get the proper vitamins and minerals all together at once with the amino acids and trace elements to be able to take it all up into your body, it is so incredibly important. Everybody knows about deficiencies in the fields, deficiencies in the soils. That's why I support liquid-based vitamin mineral systems, because you get such better absorption. InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsTeam.com, the entire longevity line. I like the original Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I like the new one, too. It's wonderful as well, and has so much great stuff in it as well. Get that at InfoWarsHealth.com. That supports the broadcast, too. But I personally just absolutely love Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and I love the other products like Pollen Burst and InfoWarsHealth.com. So it's a game changer, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Wait till you try it. InfoWarsLife.com is where you find the family of products we've developed over the last 4 years. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 or go to InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com to find the full line of amazing products that Dr. Wallach and others have developed. And again, it's so important to get the products at InfoWarsHealth.com, get the products at InfoWarsLife.com to help promote your family's health, your well-being, to fund the Liberty Movement, and to fund organizations and groups that are taking action at Congress level to defend your health and nutraceutical and supplement rights. That's why I also work with the folks, not just their highest quality, but also the fact that they've been involved heavily in Congress, Dr. Wallach and others, defending all of our rights. So that's why we bring you the very best sponsors and the very best products that we develop ourselves as well, like the whole line of water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code 10% off with water. We also have 10% off with auto ship. We also have free shipping on orders above $50. So make sure you take advantage of all of that at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com when you're checking out. Okay, let's stop right there. Most talk show hosts plug every segment for a minute or two. I tend to plug one time an hour for 3 or 4 minutes. That's what we just did. All right. Talk about taking the plunge here. I want to go to Mark, Karen, Dave, Gary, Keith, everybody, and we will. But right now, let's get ready to plunge into the news, into the information. Let's start first with this clip I played earlier, but I want to play it again right now to kick this off. The Trump news. Trump says women should be punished for illegal abortions. That's how the media spun it. That's what they said. No, Trump said that we should end the practice of abortion and there needs to be a process to do that. And that, yes, when women go and get it illegally, they then end up getting in trouble, but it really should be the doctors or the butchers, people that don't have degrees, that are doing it. There needs to be a phasing of it out. Partial birth needs to end. Let's start with that. The truth is, Trump has become pro-life because of children in his life. He's become anti-vaccine for other family reasons. Why do you think Robert De Niro has questions? You live, you learn. I'm concerned he wouldn't be hardcore enough on abortion, quite frankly. He says Planned Parenthood does a lot of good, but the abortion's wrong. Well, I guess, I mean, I'm not against birth control. I think poor people that don't want to have kids should be on birth control. So there's some points that are too extreme on the other side. And I'm not going to say crucify some woman if the baby's 3 weeks old and they kill it. Because, you know, I don't think the baby felt very much at that point. It's still, you're killing a human being. We always said, where's it end? Next little kids, old people, veterans? Yep, they're killing them. See, that's why I'm against it. But I'm not on a high horse up here judging people that have had abortions. But the people that like the partial birth of 7, 8, 9-month-old babies, they don't tell the women they're selling about baby parts. They don't tell the women there's more people wanting adoptions every year than there are abortions in this country. There are liberal groups that fight to keep whites and others from getting other race babies. There are Hispanic and black groups that try to fight to keep whites from adopting babies. They'd rather them be killed. That's in the news. That's how whacked out and racist some of these groups are. And it's despicable. You know, my mother couldn't have any more children after me. She wanted to have more. My sister's adopted from South Korea. And we didn't adopt her because I was a white savior. My parents were white saviors, you know, when I was 15 years old. Whenever David Knight and his wife were out at the abortion protest, and their daughter's a teenager, she's from China, from a hellish orphanage they got her from, I'm not even going to tell you the stuff Knight told me about it. I mean, he may want to do a story on it someday, so you know, but he said I could talk about some of it. Let's just say hell on earth. And they're saying, I kill my baby. We're going to kill these black and white women out there. Oh, we love the devil, murder everybody, kill. I love death. I love killing babies. She goes, listen, don't kill your babies. People want those babies. She goes, shut up, white savior. You're not getting it. I kill it. I'll murder. And then she says, the black lady. See, black, she's a human, so she's mainly white. She says the demon woman, that's a good name for her, the green-skinned, weird, translucent lizard woman, she says to her, well, no, I'm not a white savior. My daughter's Chinese. She goes, exactly. No, she was a mother. She wanted a baby. She wanted to nurture. It wasn't because she wanted to be a white savior, witch. She has maternal instincts unlike you. She didn't kill her kids, and she wanted more kids. Get that through your head. Gosh, you people are evil. So there's a child you're killing. There's a child you're killing. Let me tell you the sentence women get that have a bunch of abortions. Massive cervical, ovarian, and uterine cancer. You terminate pregnancies that weren't supposed to be, your body is jacked. They don't want you to know that, what the morning after pill does to you. They don't want you to know. If something's powerful enough to kill a baby in you, it's basically a chemotherapy pill. You better learn about the connections of these pills and leukemia. You better get the facts first, is what I'm saying. But a lot of women get these abortions, and then they get into it. And they go, it's my choice, mine, and Gloria Steinem. And women say it's fun, it's good. And you know, Hillary killed her baby boys. She only kept Chelsea for a prop. She's a true Gloria Steinem feminist. These are sick freaks, folks. Let's go ahead and go to the clip from Trump. We'll go to your calls.
Well, should the woman be punished for having an abortion? Look, this is not something you can dodge. If abortion is a crime or abortion is murder, you have to deal with it under the law. Should abortion be punished?
Well, people in certain parts of the Republican Party and conservative Republicans would say yes, they should be punished.
How about you?
I would say that it's a very serious problem, and it's a problem that we have to decide on. It's very
hard. But you're forbidding.
Are you going to say put them in jail?
Because you say you want to ban it. What's that mean?
I am pro-life, yes.
What is ban? How do you ban abortion? How do you actually do it?
Well, you know, you'll go back to a position like they had where people will perhaps go to illegal places.
Yeah.
But you have to ban it.
They go to somebody who flunked out of medical school.
Are you Catholic?
Yes, I think.
How do you feel about the Catholic Church's position?
I accept the teaching authority of my church on moral issues.
Do you know their position on abortion?
Yes, I do.
And do you concur with that position?
I concur with their moral position, but legally, question. Here's my problem.
But let me ask you, but what do you say about...
It's not funny.
...your church? Yeah, it's really not a funny thing. What do you say about your church? They're very, very small.
That's enough. Matthews knew the camera had gone to the back shot of him, so he tried to act like Trump was laughing. Trump didn't laugh. And by the way, I love how you follow your church, you're a member, but then you say later, but he doesn't personally follow it. So it's all this legalese. Let's get this through Chris Matthews' brain. This is about eugenics. It's about dehumanization. It's about turning humans into garbage. And now they're a commodity. We heat hospitals by burning the babies' bodies. We sell their organs, and we don't tell the women it's going on. And now our media won't criticize communist China, and they won't criticize Cuba arresting political dissidents. Next, they'll be doing that to us, and they already are. Understand that? We need solidarity for humankind. But nobody's telling these women that there are all these Christian organizations and others that will pay you to have the baby, give you $10,000, $20,000, $40,000, $50,000 after it's born, and get you a job, and you get to see the baby 3 or 4 times a year if you want to. Even if they move, they pay to take you there to meet your baby. You get to stay with your baby, have a relationship with your baby, get money, get taken care of, and get a job because there is a big demand for babies. And I'd go down to Planned Parenthood and demonstrate 20 years ago, 18 years ago, and the black, white, Hispanic people walk up to me with the same chant. We got it on video now. Nobody wants these ugly black and little Hispanic nappy-haired babies. Nobody wants to adopt them. You come get these black babies if you want them. And we were like, what? There are people wanting to adopt black babies. I have the numbers. They go. And now we have the footage of the abortion people going, nobody wants the ugly black baby. Get out of here. whites, Asians, all the same thing. Blacks, the same deal. No one wants the ugly baby. But they're the liberals running the Planned Parenthood. They're the liberals who hate black people. And you go into these black neighborhoods, there'll be the rich blacks that rule over them, kind of the Illuminati, the Prince Hall. People say the Masons are a conspiracy. I'll tell you where the conspiracy is in black Masons. That's who's running the black people. That's the Uncle Toms. That's the people. Not all of them, but that tends to be the pattern, that are literally feeding on the black people and then working with the corrupt local government. And that's why they ship the drugs in there, and they have the prostitutes in there, and that's the zone where you're allowed to have criminal activity, is in the black neighborhood. Where then if a black mother, single mother, doesn't want her kids to be destroyed, she has to lock them up in the house for their life, or they'll end up being forced into the system. You want the real racist conspiracy? There it is. Now I'm off on a whole jag. I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to go to break and come back and go to Mark. We're going to go to David. We're going to go to Gary. We're going to go to Keith, Karen, and many others. And then I'm going to start getting into more of the Trump news. Here's some of it coming up. Hannity and Judge Napolitano on Lewandowski video. Nothing happened. Zero evidence of intentional harm. Yeah. We're about to have war with communist China, perhaps. That's in the news next. But we got to hear about Lewandowski grabbing some woman by the arm. Doesn't even look like that. And that ties into this other hysteria. I saw this when I watched the press conference the other day because my reporters were nearby. I thought nothing of it. Then it was in the news last night. This morning I heard coming up, Donald Trump knocks phone out of a reporter's hand. He gets up. The reporter has the phone out. He barely bumps it, apologizes. They're acting like he's a murderer now that he bumped into a phone. I mean, if Donald Trump is caught with a crooked toenail, they're going to execute him.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
There's no easy way to tell you this, but you're being overcharged for your razors. Should an 8-pack of blades really cost $32? At Harry's, our answer is no. Harry's gives you a smooth, comfortable shave with the highest quality razors and only charges about half of what our competitors do. You might be thinking, wait, you can do that? You can just choose to charge less for something really well made? Well, yeah. We really do believe in providing our customers with the highest quality products at the best value possible. We're able to do this because we own our factory, ship directly to you, and because, well, we don't think it's fair to overcharge. Thankfully, our customers agree. Since launching Harry's, over 1 million guys just like you have made the switch and have been telling us how much better their shaving experience is. Try Harry's Starter Scent today. With it, you get our ergonomic razor handle, extra blades, and our shave cream. That's a month's worth of shaving for just $15. As an added bonus, if you use code 5959 at checkout, we'll take $5 off your first purchase. That's Harry's.com, code 5959.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's unveilingthem.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burned.
All right, let's go to your phone call. And then later I'm going to play this clip. I'm going to describe it for radio listeners. Where Trump's on his jet. He's super polite, super nice. And as people come and say, hey, we got to go. And he goes, hey, I got to go. Thank you, everybody. He gets up. The reporter's still got his phone stuck out. He barely bumps it. And Trump goes, oh, I'm so sorry, knowing he's got to just grovel. And then now it's all over the news that he attacked everybody. Oh, you have the clip? All right, let's play this. I mean, this is crazy. Hear this.
That is getting bigger and bigger and worse, and mark my words, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better unless I'm elected president. I will stop the problem. Okay, we got to go. Whoops.
Can you talk about
okay, thank you, everybody. I'll see you at the speech.
Favorite number 12.
Thank you.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I have been in press conferences before where there's one time in England there was like 50 microphones and recorders out there covering Bilderberg. And you're just bumping into people. Phones are falling. The people will push. The crowd was like 3,000, 4,000 fans that just showed up. And they were pushing them. Oh, people were falling down. This is crazy. He literally barely turns and barely touches the phone they're recording on. Oh, sorry. And then it's national news. I mean, next it'll be, did you hear how he killed a person with a phone? And then Ted Cruz will call for murdering him or something. Mark in Minnesota on nuclear terrorism. Yeah, ISIS says they got nukes, and people say, oh, they can't get them. Somebody might give them one, folks. China to U.S., be careful in South China Sea, threatens military attack. That's the kind of stuff coming up in the next hour. Mark, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to thank you and your organization for being there and for promoting and giving us the information that we need to figure out what's going on. This morning, there was a bulletin that Britain is going to be shipping tons of nuclear waste here to the United States. Also this morning, Obama is going to be having some type of a summit on nuclear terrorism. Another bulletin came out that Belgium is finally accepting help from the U.S. concerning terrorism, probably because of the information about that possible attack on their nuclear reactor. And I'm just kind of concerned that given what happened regarding San Bernardino, the day before, President Obama said, we really don't have anything to worry about from ISIS. And then the next day, the San Bernardino attacks happened.
Well, and then he said something like that again, and then the situation in Brussels, Belgium happened. No, I agree with you. And let me stop right there. When I'm calm at home, eating breakfast or dinner with the kids and, you know, not on air, my brain slows down, but it almost speeds up, you know what I mean? And it gets real clear. All the nuke terror chatter, all the hype, Obama saying what really keeps me up at night 2 years ago, let's find the clip if we can. What keeps me up at night is a mushroom cloud over Manhattan. It won't be ISIS that does it. His people could do it, or others. Bring in martial law. They've got the preparations ready. And I'm telling you, they're so bold, they could do anything. And my gut... It's funny you say that. I keep meaning to come in and do a whole show about nuclear false flag, but then I self-censor. I go, no, Alex, they're going to think you're fear-mongering. Well, you know what? I don't care. I really, in my gut, see all the chatter, see the history, see the preparations, see the boldness, and I think it's a real threat, and I think you're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I had to say right now. That's all I thought I had to say.
Well, you're freaking me out, because that's exactly what keeps me up at night. In fact, I don't even want to get into it. I can't handle this anymore. I'm going to be honest with people. Folks, I shouldn't be in this position. I'm just some regular guy from Texas who can see what's going on and will talk about it. But I got congressmen on trying to release secret documents that will bring the government down. You know, we got... I can't even get into it. It's Twilight Zone. It's beyond a James Bond movie. Meets the outer limits. I'm telling you. That's why the public isn't aware of what's going on. They think their life's boring. Folks, it isn't boring. Here's just one example. There's thousands of things like this, hundreds and hundreds, to be conservative. They say the biggest quake in U.S. history may hit any time. It's overdue. All the seismographs show it. It could destroy San Francisco or L.A. No one's hardly even concerned. What's that going to do to the economy? The Chinese are threatening to nuke the fleet.